Okay. Thank you for that, Nardwar. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from traditional unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. And you are about to listen to Degree Navigator. This is the last of the five days of Degree Navigator that we've had here. We've had lots of great bands, but we've saved the best for last. We've got Psy coming up. We'll have about a half-hour set, and then they'll come into the studio to have a chat. Take it away, Psy.
We are Psy. Thanks for CITR for having us here today at Clubs Week Friday. So happy to be in the studio with Duncan and Jasper. This is awesome. So we're going to play a few more songs. This next song is called Dusty Rose.
To turn away your head, no more attention.
So we're going to play a new song coming up. It's called INFP, because a lot of us are INFP. If you follow Myers-Briggs, we all love it, so we're all introverts. Anyways, I don't know where this is going, but I guess we'll start it.
To the very gate. Why a full morning never really came? Take the sound of the siren singing. Take the sound of the siren singing. While the pegs and the lawn it's standing on the wall.
One of the first songs we ever wrote together, it's called Magpie. And we were actually talking about birds on the way here. So there's a bird that follows Shelby when she goes to the grocery store, so she has to take a different route because of the bird. And Jen doesn't like birds, but I'm okay with them. Martin Lee.
the last time. Crawled out to the front yard, bundled with the cast of every bone. It was the last time. Racing out to every stop.
So this next song is called Hydra. Broke another upper track, now it's really what I never thought. And they strike you in the back, you can't track it off alone. They talk to you like they think you never understand. Gotta watch you back now, it's all I can take now. One last look and I said, out and still. I was playing like a crap shooter's Russian roulette with gun. What do you think now? What do you think now? All the pieces are on the ground, on the ground. One last look and I set out off instead. I was playing like a crap shooter's wishing I left the bed. What do you think now? What do you think now? All the pieces are on the ground, on the ground. I just want to say I'm really excited about the fact that Purdue Pharmaceutical is now going bankrupt because of all of the civil litigation in 12 states against the pharmaceutical company that created OxyContin. This is incredible news. I cried when I heard it this week. Justice is beginning somewhat, even though it's a little bit too late, but it's something. Next song is called Hatch.
Can you tell I'm trying to help and it's breaking loose? Stick around out and you had no doubt with the former of your blue. Comes back again, comes back again. Oh, slipping through what you're trying to do. Can you tell me what it's like? Recognize what you're trying to hide, but the extra bills on your. Let me stay, do you wanna stay? Do you wanna stay like this? All you meant and you can last like through life like this. Come back. So with the kind of list like you won't accept a thing. Had to make your mind, to make your mind, to make your mind up.
Song I'm playing is called Signs. All right.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We have a few more songs here. Very melancholy breakup songs from the album. This next song is called Images. Keep on saying, mark, mark, make a mark, make a mark. Did you cut it out or did you shut it out? Shut it out, shut it out. Don't take too long, you were the one thing I could count on. Not for a second, but the one you got in. And what you say? Unexpected ending. This next song we're going to play a cover by Mazzy Star called Blue Flower. Yes, we all love it so much.
Okay.
sign for you. Waiting for a signal to change. Have you forgotten what your love can do? Is this the end? Walking through the city, your boots are high-heeled and they're shining bright. The sun was sparkling on the champagne night. Flowers in the morning, dying in my hand. Was it all in vain? Superstar in your own private movie, I wanted just a minor part. But you're the keeper of the key. Nothing seems to bring you down. It's not that cool when I'm around. Flowers in the morning, dying in my hand. Was it all in vain? Superstar in your own private movie, I wanted just a minor part.
Thanks so much. Thanks to CHR.
Broken Pencil, CITR 101.9 FM, and Discorder Magazine are proud to present
Cannes Zine Vancouver, the city's giant zine fair and festival of underground printed arts.
Celebrating zines, comics, and works of weirdness.
Over 300 on display and for sale.
You won't find this stuff anywhere else, ever.
Only at Cannes Zine, September 21st, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Central Branch of the Vancouver Public Library.
It's free, and all are welcome.
For complete festival lineup, visit cannzine.ca.
Feels like a vortex, all covered in Gore-Tex. Don't look at your text.
Do you like that? How about that? Mondays, 5 p.m. Deliberate Noise. Nina Panini, special guest Claire. Local, new, hot, upcoming shows, toilets, friendship. Mondays at 5. CITR. Be there. Be there.
One, two, three.
Be there.
And in case you don't speak cat, on Friday, September 20th, CITR Discorder, UBC Film Society, and the Blank Vinyl Project are all joining forces to bring you Cool Cat Chit Chat. It's a fall mingler and listening party hosted by UBC's three coolest clubs. It's free, fun, and all ages. Come by the Hatch Gallery in the Nest on Friday, September 20th from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. to chit and chat with some cool cats.
keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
We don't have many enemies here at CITR, but we do like to keep our friends close. And when you become a member of CITR, our friends are your friends. So join CITR today to get discounts at Audiopile, Red Cat, Vinyl Records, Hooked on Phono, Rufus Guitar and Drum Shop, Tapestry Music, The Cinematheque, Kerner's Pub, Stormcrow, The Pint, and Fortune Sound Club. For more info, visit CITR.ca/friends.
All right, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Degree Navigator, a week-long live performance series, and I am very happy to welcome Sai to the studio. Hello, Sai.
Hello.
How's it going? Great set.
Oh, thanks.
How did you feel? How about some personal reflection on that set? Were you happy with it?
Rusty for me. Yeah.
Just right for me. I like that little bit of edge.
Yeah. Some grit.
It was
you never
good.
Know if you're gonna finish the song.
Yeah, it looks like there was a little change up one of the songs. That's okay. Dorothy, you're one of the members of Sai. You are returning to the CITR airwaves. Some of listeners may know you as the host of Stereo Blues.
Yes, I love that. I mourn the loss after, how many years was it? Must have been 3 years, 4 years?
Yeah. It's been 5 years ago, earlier this week, or what day is it today? Yeah, the 14th of September.
Oh my God.
2014. I just looked that up.
That's
I didn't
great.
Know that off
oh
the
my
top
God.
Of my head. It's been 5 years since you've been off the air.
Nuts.
But wow. The archives are up, so we can still check it. Who else is here from Sai? Do you want to introduce yourselves?
I'm Shelby.
Morgan.
And I'm Jen.
Jen. And a bit of a super group, right? You've all like come from various places. So Morgan, you were in Fuzzy P.
Yes.
Shelby, you're in Dumb as well. Dorothy, Swim Team, and Yoon. And Jen, well-known badass from around town.
Thank you.
So how did it come that like all you busy people decided to start this band and bring this together?
I think it first started out when Girls Rock Camp asked if we wanted to play a show at the Astoria. It was a fundraiser show. And Jen wasn't here yet, but we played some Steely Dan and a Patsy Cline song. What was the song called?
It was I Fall to Pieces
I Fall to
and
Pieces.
Dirty Work.
Dirty Work, yes.
And then after was on drums.
Yeah, it was my one
Morgan
and only
on
foray into drums.
And
haven't
then
looked back.
And then from there, I think we did a Cranberries cover, and that kind of started it all.
Yeah, Dorothy, I feel like, really brought us all together.
No,
you asked
Shelby
us,
and I.
But you asked us individually, I feel like, to play in the Cranberries cover band. It was a...
Was that a Redgate Halloween
thing? It was a Redgate Halloween thing. Yeah.
It's a great bonding experience. That's going to... You're
fun,
forged
yeah.
in the fires
yeah.
of the Halloween
yeah.
show.
Yeah,
it's been our best shows.
And like, what are the goals for this band? If you have these other creative outlets, what are you trying to do with Sai? Is there anything in particular, or like a different side of the music that you have? You play, Shelby. You play guitar in this band, and you play bass in other bands. Is that something that's been fun to try
yeah,
out?
Definitely. Like, I really like playing guitar, so I'm glad I get to practice if I ever do. I feel like we really want to make songs that we really enjoy instead of trying to fit or be a certain idea of what we think other people are like cool. I don't know.
Yeah.
We're like really focused on like what we enjoy like in a song.
Yeah. It's and that's very different from your other bands too, which is nice. I know another goal for this band has been the banter. Dorothy.
Thank you. Yes, I'm totally an introvert and it's painful, but I recently went to Wise Blood. And I just sort of noticed the way that she sort of had her banter going on. And it's like she has this, like, deep voice. And I love it. It was so great and inspiring in any way.
Did you see the Nardwuar interview?
No, but I wanted to because that happened really recently.
Yeah,
didn't
yeah.
it?
It's
oh,
great.
Yes.
But I thought your banter was great today.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Taking it to the Sacklers, talking about birds. It's like, yeah. It's all over. It's great. Very broad range of banter.
Thanks.
Let's play a couple of songs. How about we do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
So what are some songs that you want to hear, or what do you have in mind?
We played with this band in Portland called Havana Wall.
Havana Wall.
And they just released a single off their upcoming album. I think we've all been enjoying it a lot.
Mm. Yeah, Noelle is nuts. She's amazing. She plays in another kind of alternative band called Boink. She rules. Listen to Havana Wall.
W-H-A-L-L or A-A-L.
No. Okay, I'm going to play something off the Choms showcase.
Okay.
So this is a comp that you were recently on, and then we'll figure out this Portland band. So anything off of this that you think would be good to play? Some Fuzzy P or some Tonk?
Yeah, let's play
Let's
Tonk.
Listen to
I love
some
Tonk.
Who doesn't love Tonk?
Best new Vancouver band.
All right, so Choms, we'll talk about it in a moment, but this is from a recent compilation that came out called Choms Volume 2, and this is the band Tonk, the Bonk Tank, the band Tonk with their song Silt.
Hard body, why don't you check out the games?
right. That was Havanya Wall from Portland. Morgan, can you tell me a bit about Havanya and what it was like playing with her?
Yeah, we played with them at No Fun Bar in Portland. They were probably the friendliest people I've ever met, personally. I don't know.
They let us stay with them twice, yeah. Which was a really... Whoa. Yeah,
and the way back.
Yeah, we didn't even play with them on the way back.
Yeah. Yeah, they were so welcoming and friendly and made us coffee in the morning and, like, made sure we were comfy and showered.
Quality hosts.
Good
hosts. People. Yeah.
How
was that tour? As someone who kind of viewed it from far away over social media, it seemed like the best vacation in which you happened to play some shows. How was the tour?
It was great. Yeah, it was...
It was really fun. Like, I don't know. I feel like it was more of a vacation than a tour.
It seems like that is like such a great tour to do from Vancouver down the coast to California, mm-hmm. and it's so pretty, and it's not that far, and you can like string together enough dates that not a lot of travel.
Mm-hmm. We got margaritas in the car from the gas station. We got a strawberry and a lime. Fantastic.
In exchange for Dorothy's wall.
Yeah. Isn't that also when you lost
it? Also, I got so distracted that I left my wallet with my passport on top of the car and we drove away.
Yeah,
and that the rest is history.
Yeah. But we got back into Canada and that's what matters.
Yeah.
The one thing I'll say about the tour is it made me realize how generous and kind people are. Like, thinking about Havanya Wall in particular, but so many other people along the way, like, helped us out so much. So... I don't know. It's like a reminder for me in my own life to be more generous and kind, especially to bands that are touring. It really makes a huge difference.
Yeah, that's what I think about every time, like, when I do a tour. Yeah. Like, I need to be nicer.
Yeah.
Like, not that I think I'm nice, but, like, just...
Step
it
up. Yeah, we all got to step
it up. Yeah.
There's a place called Area 51 that's in the news today. I heard you did some early, because there's
Is today the day you're supposed to storm Area 51?
Oh, really?
51.
I heard you did some scouting on your tour and just checked it out for people.
There's a brothel there.
It looked really cute.
Did we confirm it was
cute?
Yeah. Cool. I think it's one of the more famous brothels in Nevada.
Yeah.
Pink house.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not where I thought this
I
was
going. I think it's alien themed.
Yeah.
Really?
Pretty cool.
It sounded pretty cool. And right before that, we were in Las Vegas with Andy and Ace.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
We were supposed to play a show, but instead we had the day off and we just had a night in Vegas.
Played blackjack.
Yeah.
Listen to Sheryl Crow.
Oh my God, yeah.
Secret for Las Vegas. Go not on the main drag, but aside from that, and you boost your chances of winning.
Oh, the slots don't pay on the main strip.
They pay better in old Las Vegas.
Good to know.
We all came out winners. So how many people can say that? Las Vegas.
And part of the tour was to celebrate the release of your cassette Images, which came out in May. Is that right? Yeah. So you produced the whole thing yourself. How was that process of recording and mixing and doing all these things?
Definitely a learning curve. Like, none of us knew how to do
record or mix.
Yeah, anything before. We had a basic, like, good concept of, like, setting mics up and stuff like that.
Yeah. So. And, like, at our studio, we share with so many people, and so we were able to use the mics and the gear and everything, which was really nice.
Shelby and Morgan did most of the work on the mixing side.
Yes.
And I think that, you know, like, I feel like help from people at the studio was, like, amazing, too.
Yeah.
Like,
and that's Choms, is where, yeah. So there were a bunch of people there to help you out a bit, but then, like, make it so that you could do it yourself.
Which
I think it was important for us to be fully DIY and not get any help, especially from the boys.
Yes.
Which, yeah, it feels really cool to be like, we did this all on our own.
Yeah. And it sounds great. I really love that tape. And the guitar tone is really nice. I don't know.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I was like, I really admire that. And then you had like probably the most like beautiful, nice release shows. You had an outdoor release show in a backyard.
Oh, my God, that was amazing.
It was great.
I got a bylaw violation.
Worth it.
It was worth it, but
yeah. I heard you did some groundwork to prepare the neighbors, but I guess it's never enough.
Yeah, I tried.
Yeah.
But somebody, I guess, was unhappy.
Yeah.
Someone's always unhappy.
Yeah. It was so much fun. It was such a beautiful day, and so many people came.
Yeah. Margarita stand.
Yeah, we had a margarita stand. That was a huge hit.
Yeah.
Julie did the cover. Julie Major.
Yeah, Major. She did our totes as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's great.
From Dog is the name of her chapbook or the zine series. Cool. All right. Well, let's
have lots of totes and tapes.
Still totes and tapes available. So check it out. Okay. Let's play another song. We're gonna hear Waste. Why do you want to listen to Waste? What's the story with Waste?
Favorite band. It's my favorite band.
Yeah. We played with them in Victoria, and Susie is making our music video.
Yeah.
Awesome.
We've become friends.
Yeah.
Okay, let's give a listen to Beach Day by Waste.
Yeah.
All right. The one and only Dolly Parton. Which song did we hear there?
Here You Come. Go Again.
Here You Come Again.
Here You Come Again.
Yeah. Great. And what's Dolly's place in this world of Psy?
Well, she's very central to Morgan.
I feel like we're all very inspired by country music, but maybe me especially.
I think that Morgan definitely is a major influence on a lot of men, for sure.
Are you Albertan by any chance?
A which?
Are you from Alberta by any chance?
No, I'm from Langley.
Langley, okay.
Which is awesome. Close enough. It's pretty much Alberta.
Like, some people steer back towards their roots when they, like, because country music, a lot of people kind of drift away from it and then rediscover it, but. Yeah.
I think we wanted to, I feel like when we started out, we wanted to be a country band. Yeah. Didn't we were like, let's make country music. And then we kind of.
It's kind of just turned into pop.
Yeah.
You could make that turn. Really.
We did do the Shania Twain cover band, which was a dabbling into that love of country for sure. Yeah.
Definitely. And there's another artist you love, Mazzy Star.
Yes. Well, we're going to be putting out a single of hers, Blue Flower, and probably recorded on a reel-to-reel, which I'm really excited because I've never done that before. So that's coming soon.
Yes.
Yeah. Cool. And any other, so music video is going to be coming out, yep. TBA,
yep.
Or TBD, whatever, soonish. Any other Psy news? Working on new stuff, trying to figure it out. Any shows planned or nothing yet?
Mm-mm. Well, Shelby's going to be on tour.
That's right.
Yeah.
So Dumb's headed to Europe.
Yeah. Very excited.
For the entire, is it all of October pretty much that you're gone?
Yep. Yeah.
Cool. Well, bon voyage. Good trip. Great. And Dorothy Yoon has a new record out, so you're one of your other bands?
Yes, it's out. Hooray. It's a relief.
Great. Okay. Well, thanks so much for coming in. That was a wonderful set, and it's nice to chat with you all. And you want to play, you have one last song to play.
Yes.
Anybody want to introduce this?
Yes. We're playing Lizzo. I love Lizzo. I just recently started listening to Lizzo, and it makes my days feel happier.
Agreed. All right. Thanks so much. This is Lizzo, and stay tuned for Too Dreamy with Audrey coming right up.
Bitch, I mean, who would wanna hide this? I will never, ever, 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 ever be your side chick. I put the singing single. Ain't worry about a ring on my finger. So you can tell your friend, shoot your shot when you see him. It's okay, he already in my DM. Why men great till they gotta be great? Don't text me, tell it straight to my face. Best friend set me down in the salon chair. I don't play tag, bitch, I've been it. We don't fuck with lies, we don't do goodbyes. We just keep it pushing like, aye, aye, aye. I'ma hit you back in a minute. I don't play tag, bitch, I've been it. We don't fuck with lies, we don't do goodbyes. We just keep it pushing like, aye, aye, aye. Why men great till they gotta be great? Don't text me, tell
tell it straight to my face.